Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's where we find Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com. We are 8 days out from the NFL draft. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Jeff, you said on our airwaves this week that there is a mutual love, a mutual respect there, Mike Tomlin and Shedeur Sanders. Since you said that, anything new you can say about this proposed or potential relationship between the Steelers and the most polarizing quarterback prospect in this year's draft?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? No, I mean there is respect there. There is admiration, as you mentioned. I'll use those words that you just used, and they like his game. Now, depends on what else is available, or if he's. I mean, this could be over by the third pick, and he could be gone.
Do they like him more than Dart?
I think they like them both. I think that's going to be a tough call for them. What they like about Dart is the fact that his completions under pressure are the best of any of the quarterbacks in the draft. They like that, you know, his moxie, if you will. And he's also got a pretty decent arm. And he's probably the best. Actually, if you looked at it objectively and take the last name away, he's probably the little better athlete of the two.
I think he's a much better athlete.
Yeah, he is.
Sanders, to me, is a definitively just a very average athlete at the position. What do you think is their biggest hang-up about each of those two, Jeff, if they had one?
I think with Jackson Dart, you worry about the system. And I see, when you get to this time of year, too, I mean, all these things have been poured over, and it gets old and cliched, but that's really like how is he going to read defenses when it comes to that moment in games? You really don't know that until he gets into those situations. I think with Sanders, it is a little bit of a lack of athleticism, if you will. I mean, and was some of what we saw in Colorado Travis Hunter more than it was some of the things?
It can't be, because they're retiring both of those numbers, Jeff. So they both
had
an equal hand. It's garbage when it comes to Sanders.
I mean,
it's
Eric
ridiculous.
Bieniemy, when I was a kid, man, Eric Bieniemy was insane.
On a national championship
Cordell
team,
Stewart too. Should have his number retired before Shedeur Sanders.
Jeff, do you think that they could take Dart or Sanders potentially with the 21st pick?
I think they could, but it depends on what else is available. I think there are other positions there also equally, if not more so, looking at defensive line being chief.
Who do you think has if you were putting like a percentage on it, who do you think has the best chance to be the 21st pick in the draft by them?
Ooh. I think Harmon is a possibility if he's around by 21. I really like Grant. I think Grant is exactly what they need in the middle of that defensive line. I think he will be around. That's intriguing.
Who do they like more between those two?
Well, they brought Harmon in,
and they didn't. They didn't go to see Grant at his pro day.
But that was because of Aaron Rodgers.
Doesn't mean they don't have information. Yeah, it doesn't mean they don't have information.
Well, they also didn't bring him in for their top 30. And Pony and I did the whole bit
exactly.
Of they don't. If they don't bring the guy in under this current regime, that means you can kind of take him off the board. But it seems like other people are saying that this might be a year they go outside that parameter.
Yeah, and there's about 10 players roughly that they brought in that could be first-round picks of the top 30, and did a story about it on the website right now. And it's like you look through it and you think, like, which one of these guys would you want? And I mean, Harmon, for me, might be that guy of the ones that they brought in. Even Emenawori is—he's a freak. Like, this guy's a hell of an athlete. That would be another guy that would be very tempting to
me. Do you think that there's any chance they would actually take Hampton from North Carolina, depending on how the board fell at 21, and make him do the Najee bit again?
I know. I think there's a chance. I don't look at the Steelers as a team that gets scared because of prior draft choices. But, man, I mean, how many – yes, there's Saquon Barkley. Yes, there's Derrick Henry. But can't you find facsimiles later in the draft, especially when you look at some of the other running backs they brought in?
There are people who think that this –
are going to be available in the third or later.
Jeff, there are a lot of people who feel like that this running back class has guys who will be picked in the third and fourth rounds who will start and make good impacts immediately.
Yep.
Yeah, a guy like Tootin is a really interesting –
I love him.
You just made Pony's day. He loves Tootin.
Telling you, I mean, and we saw him up close a couple of years ago, and I was talking to Dorn about it, and he's like, dude, on the field, you should have seen how good that guy was against a pretty decent Pitt defense.
Are you starting to waver at all on Aaron Rodgers signing here?
Not yet. I know the Saints situation. I know every day that passes normally is makes the odds worse. But, I mean, even if he waits till after the draft, I look at OTAs as I know that they said training. I know Tomlin said training camp. I look at OTAs as the drop dead. I think they could wait up until then.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't there off-season workouts on Monday? So do you mean Monday?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, organized team activities, which are in May.
So what the heck is Monday called then?
Monday is just, like, where they can come into the facility and start working out.
Ah, gotcha.
But it's not organized. It's not...
It's disorganized.
Like
it's disorganized,
yes,
team
it's
activities.
Yes, exactly.
A loose confederation of activities.
Yeah, it's basically, I mean, those guys will go out in the back and throw, and there are, you know, weightlifting sessions and other things, but it's not, you know, what you guys see video of in May and June.
Dulac reported authoritatively in his chats that the Steelers aren't trading George Pickens this week or at the draft. Have you heard the same thing?
I can't say authoritatively, but...
Would you lean in that direction?
I don't know what the... It takes one team. I just don't think they're going to find... I don't think they think they're going to find the return that they want.
What do you think is the return that they want?
We can sit here in a vacuum. Well, I mean, if they could get a second-round pick for George... I heard that they... And other people have reported this. I think Kabali said this too. They want to get back in the second round. And you look at the guys that they brought in for visits, a lot of those guys slot into the second round.
Yeah.
George would make a lot of sense. I don't know if there would be a team that would be willing to offer up a second round pick for a guy that they would have 1 year with.
Jeff, wide receiver, are you cooling on that being a possibility now, given what you just said about Pickens at 21? Are you still keeping the door ajar for some of those names?
Yeah, I'm surprised the Buka wasn't one that they brought in. But, you know, they did bring in Golden. I mean,
seems like he's getting steam, though, as like a first guy off the board.
I like
position.
Golden. Chris Dawson, just watching him.
He doesn't play at that speed, though, Jeff.
That's what all the draft people have told us.
It's two things, Jeff. He plays slower than he ran, but like by a lot, it seems like. And then he's a four-game wonder. He had four unbelievably good games and otherwise was like the second banana in that offense.
Did he not play as fast because he was waiting for a Ewers pass? Oh. No, I'm just saying.
Well, he left Ohio State, so you can get away with that. Anywho.
Yeah, McCord is interesting in like when you're looking at flyer quarterbacks,
You're not actually doing this right now, are you? You're not. You're really doing this?
In the sixth or seventh round. I'm not saying from anything inside. I'm just saying if you're looking at a flyer quarterback that might be around towards the end of the draft, it could be your Syracuse record.
You don't think he'd have, like, PTSD coming back into Akershire Stadium?
Man.
I don't think he's going to be available then for the record.
How about his last 234 passes went without an interception? That's hard to believe watching him play in that Pitt game.
But for one magical night, all he could do was throw it to the wrong
colored jerseys. He played great against Miami. That last week of the season, he was phenomenal. But he also had games where, like at Boston College, where he made four or five plays that made you say, what? And Pitt, obviously.
Tony, you and I can both attest to, like, this dude is a gunslinger. Like, that's a guy you watch sitting at the edge of your seat for every throw.
Well, yeah, because it's almost like Jameis Winston. You don't know if it's going to be a touchdown for you or them. All right, Jeff, enjoy Pirates Nationals tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, boys.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.